Friday, the Utah Department of Health announced 343 new cases, but state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn was quick to add that one day does not make a trend, noting that over the past 2 weeks, the state has seen a 3% increase in daily cases. Dunn says as the state has started to loosen restrictions, they anticipated seeing new cases, but she says there are other important measures to consider as well, namely the proxy transmission rate, which is based on new hospitalizations and ICU utilization. The statewide transmission rate stands at 1.1 on Friday, and ICU utilization remains well below their threshold level. Dr. Dunn also said the increase could be explained by a lull of testing over the three-day weekend or an actual uptick in places that are experiencing outbreaks, such as the Salt Lake Veterans Nursing Home. Over the past week, Summit County has seen a 1.9% rate of increase in cases from 404 to 412. The total number of hospitalizations in the county stayed the same at 37. Wasatch County saw a 16% increase of total confirmed cases from 224 to 265. And an increase of 2 total hospitalizations from 10 to 12. The state of Utah has defined recovered cases as a case with a diagnosis date of more than 3 weeks ago who has not passed away. According to that definition, 384 Summit County residents with COVID-19 have recovered and 172 have recovered in Wasatch County. Dr. Dunn adds it is important for members of the public to remember that low and moderate risk does not mean no risk. She says that everyone has a responsibility to be proactive and to do things they know will help limit the spread of the virus, such as staying home if you're sick, practicing good hand hygiene, maintaining social distancing, and when that's not possible, wearing a mask. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.